It is 6 o'clock. We're going to call the meeting to order. Please stand for a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
They were going to lead it.
They were? I'm sorry. Does everybody mind like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
We can do this. One more time, ladies.
Welcome to your first board meeting.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Nice job.
Great job.
Ira, when you're ready, call roll.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Present.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Mr. Golub.
Here. Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Here.
Thank you. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the August 8th, 2022 regular.
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Golub. Ira.
Mrs. Fenn.
Yes.
Mr. Golub.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger.
Yeah.
Mr. Shafrath.
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Yes. Motion passes. We will move into student recognition.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to give you the certificates.
Longer is first.
Parents for attending tonight. We're very grateful. For the intermediate students of the month, we are looking for students who work hard every day, who are colors, and are positive role models at school. In third grade, we have Molly Hershberger. The teacher said that Molly does such a nice job of being an active participant in both language arts and math. She's always a good role model to other students and shows much ability with classwork as well as homework. We also have Oren Trek, who is not here tonight. Oren is a polite and well-mannered young man. He does a very nice job participating in language arts and math classes. He's always prepared for class and has a great positive attitude each day. We have Addison Jeanette. Addie went above and beyond in science with challenging work, encouraging her peers. She is pleasant to her teachers and classmates. And we also had Ty Fry, who is not here tonight. Ty works hard and works to the best of his abilities every day. He's adjusted to the busy fourth grade schedule and always seems happy to be at school. In fifth grade tonight, we have Abby Melton. Abby is off to a great start this year. She's a kind student who is very attentive and has good class participation. She's been a fantastic addition to the fifth grade class, and we are very happy to have her at CIS. Who is not here tonight? We are excited to have Nico at CIS. He's a hard worker who is kind and works well with all of his classmates. Keep up the good work, Nico. And for sixth grade, we have Sophia Wagler. Sophia is polite and hardworking and is a hardworking young lady. She actively participates in class and is always willing to help other students. And then we also have Mason Chafin, who is not here tonight. Mason is a pleasant young man who is respectful and works hard. Mason brings smiles and laughter to our classroom, and his sense of humor is very appreciated. Congratulations to our Students of the Month for CIS.
All right, for our Hazel Harvey Students of the Month, I'm going to start with kindergarten, Christopher Franks. Christopher Franks is polite and kind and has been very helpful to his kindergarten friends. Briar Van Zyl. She has been a model student the first few weeks of kindergarten. She is kind to her friends and volunteers in class. First grade, Avery Klein. I believe she is not here this evening. She's always prepared, listening, and ready to learn. She is happy to be in class and has a smile. Lark, I believe is not here also, is focused, gives great effort, and is cooperative. Second, we have Maggie Winans. Maggie's a star student. She makes smart choices and follows directions quickly. Maggie loves to participate in class and helps her fellow classmates. When absent, she caught up quickly with her assignments. Maggie is kind and a friend to others. And last, we have Miles Jeniga. He is a stellar student. He follows the school rules with accuracy and leadership. He puts forth his best effort in class. Most importantly, Miles is a kind student who is willing to lend a helping hand. Congratulations to our Hazel Harvey.
I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce our needle mover for this. We have chosen Mark Hannawalt, an employee that is in his 30th year here in the district. Gives his heart and soul every day to work in our buildings and to make them clean and safe for our students here at CIS. To work every day, provides a good clean atmosphere and a safe atmosphere for kids. You can see him actively engaged around to his job, but he is talking to kids, working with them, greeting them on a daily basis with a smile, and it's just a joy to have in our district. But to be a needle mover, you got to go above and beyond. So when his day ends, Mark then takes his own time with his own camera, with his own film, and takes pictures at events. He's not hired to do this. I've been asked how much Mark to get paid. Please, we responded. We don't have this supplemental contract. But Mark is at our events, home and away, athletics, game night, band, choir, plays. Mark continues to move the needle when he shows up on his own time to make things better for our kids, the kids involved in activities. Thank you, Mark, very much for the time and the effort that you give us. We are very grateful to have you in our district, and I come down and present you the Needle Mover of the Month.
Section of the board agenda. Consider the approval of the donations. We have the Doylestown Lions Club donating $1,050 for the Leo. Another check from the Doylestown Lions Club for $13,111 to Chippewa Local Schools and Gale House Lumber for a check of $500 to Camp New Hop. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Shafrath? Questions, comments?
I just like to basically our students, because our students are our trophies.
Thank you, Ms. Finn. All right, Ira Wall.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes. And into public participation, Sean?
It caught me, and I just went.
I'm sorry.
No, you signed up. You gotta talk. You signed. You gotta talk.
Okay. All right. Moving into treasurer's update and action items. Ira.
Thank you. Just a couple quick ones. Fiscal 21 is just about complete. It's been moved. I'm just waiting to hear their approval and to have the post-audit conference. Hopefully the Finance Committee will be able to join that. If not, I will be soliciting other board members to be part of that. Sent an email out earlier this month. One of the counties in our schools in Ohio did challenge the Nexus Board of Appeals pipeline. At this point in time, what that means is the district will be receiving additional funds due to the previous agreement. So the county has chosen to appeal it. That will impact all of us. At the end, we may get more, we may get less. It may be resolved. It could be resolved in 6 years. I only make those comments to manage your expectations, as we don't really know what will happen between the Ohio Department of Taxation, Board of Appeals, and Nexus. Lastly, we received casino revenue, which is for the first half of the year. It's about $40,939. That's about $1,000 more than we got for the previous 6 months. And as I look, every 6 months seems to grow by $1,000. So we're grateful for that. With that, I will be looking for approval of the August financial report for tonight. Any questions on that report?
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Hershberger? Any questions, comments? Any others, Ira? If not, call.
The only comment I would make, if you looked at the revenue side up there under other receipts state, you'll see $105,000 versus $40,000 last year. That's really driven by a change in the way the state is funding things, expecting us to code things, along with the wellness and success dollars that now go to that as opposed to its own separate fund. Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Thank you. Second item there is approve of the SERS surcharge invoice in the amount of $33,225. That is an invoice that they send out at the end of every year for those people who didn't have enough earnings. There's a floor of earnings that you're required to have, and where that floor is not met by an employee, they still treat it as if there was a differential.
Okay, do I have a motion?
Second.
I have Fenn.
Second.
Do I have a second?
Oh.
I heard Golub. Questions, comments? Okay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Herr?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
And lastly, I've got two bank accounts out there that have been virtually dormant since the day that I came into the district, not find a need for them, so I was not using them to complicate issues. Looking for approval to close those two accounts.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Ben? Do you have a second?
Yeah.
Shafrath? Questions, comments?
My comment is we thank you, Mr. Hammond, for cleaning up the books. We don't need accounts that aren't used and difficult to manage. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, motions pass. Moving into superintendent updates.
Now we're going to hear from Ashcraft representing the Lions Club and their donation of I'm hoping Mr. Hammond's going to get a big check, regardless of the account that it is going to that she's bringing up here. Christine and Kay Kerr, thank you for all that you do for this community and what the Lions does is key and for the school district. We truly appreciate it. But there's the microphone and.
Well, thanks. I'm here on behalf of the Doylestown Lions tonight. The Doylestown Lions Club has served our community for over 88 years. While it would be impossible to list all of the events the club has sponsored, here are some that have been especially important. During the Great Depression, Lions delivered biscuits to families in need, and that project eventually became the Doylestown Community Food Cupboard. In 1945, Lions dug and bought 15 acres in the center of town, planted trees, and built facilities for Memorial Park to honor the local heroes who World War II. Shortly after the war, Lions partnered with the Legion and the firemen to begin the homecoming celebration that became the modern-day Rhodes Hollow Festival, which draws thousands every August. Believing youth of our community are the mobile asset, the Doylestown Lions have spent countless hours and thousands of dollars in support of young people. For more than 25 years, we have sponsored the Bull High School. In August 2021, Lions unanimously voted to spend $5,000 for a recognition program in our local schools run by our local school resource officer. This program was just renewed again this year to continue its support of our students. Doylestown Lions hosts a supply school drive every year, more than 2,000 in school supplies every year. Doylestown Lions also hosts a four-day safety village program for all children entering kindergarten. Each year, club members, their spouses, Leo Club, Chippewa Local Schools, our library, along with our local fire department and police department, join forces to prepare children for school and to teach safety. Lions have awarded scholarships to many Chippewa seniors since 1961. It is a $1,000 scholarship for 4 years. As the Lions live by the internet motto, we serve, we believe each member has a passion for helping others and the ability to lead when necessary. When a member identified the danger of children crossing a busy, not well-lighted street to a meeting, the Lions agreed action needed taken. After talking to the school, the village, the township, Mr. Marshall came to the Lions and presented us with a crosswalk presentation. A few members stepped out of the way of gathering more information and meeting with the signal service company to move this service project forward. At our last, I presented the club three options. The club voted unanimously to buy two solar-powered crosswalks to be put up at the Inner Franklin Drive and Portage Street. I can't thank Mr. Osborne, Mr. Marshall, Mr. Buesen, and the Doylestown Lions enough for their support in moving this project forward. Because of the community support of our fundraising events, Lions have been able to carry on our important service efforts. Doylestown sales and Rose sales are our major ways to raise the dollars necessary to fund our projects. Over 80 Lions have made over $500,000 net in sales and spent every penny earned on community needs. The Doylestown Lions would like to present this check to Chippewa Local Schools for the purchase of two solar-powered installed crosswalks up to $15,000 from our community funds. And actually, it'll be $13,100. We finally got the exact amount, so congratulations.
I would just say on behalf of the board, we thank the Lions Club for your participation and your help. Thank you.
Love getting big checks, but I want a big thanks to Mr. Rob Marshall, who's the one that attended the meetings and got things together and did a lot of research on it, but he represented the district. So thank you, Rob. Secondly, quarterly, I update everybody on the Business Advisory Council. We're part of the ESC Consortium through Wayne County out of Worcester to help gather information. I completed a survey this past week. and it's just to help the BAC plan for the future. So just bear with me. I'm going to give you a little bit more BAC just to help you remember. But we purchased a program called Naviance. Naviance is a career readiness program that our kids were introduced to about potential careers and opportunities that exist and how wide that expands out with those careers and to where different things in school and how it leads into them. And so whether it's a particular trade or particular career, Naviance helps the kids see that, and it's been an emphasis at the junior senior. We've also added career tech courses for middle school students, 7th and 8th graders at the senior high school. So as they start to look at, they're able to look at whether they're going to college or career as they leave the high school, and they get opportunities for that. And the Business Advisory Council keeps us up to date on what's going on out there in the community, but also in the world around us. With that being said, I also want to report that we have 55 Chippewa students at the Wayne County Career Center. 19 of those students take classes at the Chippewa Junior Senior School and the Career Center, so that means they're traveling back and forth. There's a slight increase in the number of kids that are taking classes. I really believe that the Naviance, the BAC, and the additional CTE courses that we offer has gotten kids interested in different career paths as they move forward. So our counselors for taking a lead with that, and the teachers at the junior senior high school as they bring in career and college readiness into their classroom, how it goes. And so that's my update with that piece. And I do really want to thank the Lions. It was a good community initiative that we worked with the village, the Lions Club, and every member of that Lions Club and the school district to take care of a safe out there with that crosswalk. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Moving into superintendent's agenda.
All right. I have several items that I'll need voted upon. One, some of the hires happened after the meeting in August and the first day of school, where we had to hire what I'll say somewhat an emergency, so we had somebody to fill the position. So as you bear with me on these pieces, that's why they're showing up at this meeting and being retroactive as part of their hire. But asking for consideration to hire a merit title teacher. This is a 1 year per CEA contract, step zero. And she is under the title contract, so it's not a bachelor 150. She stays under the title contract as per the CEA contract, so that you can cross out the BA 150. And she started with us on August 12th.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Schaffrath. Questions, comments?
I'm just excited to see alumni coming back to the school.
Thank you. Ira?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Schaffrath?
Yeah.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
This is a side note of Mary Beth. She does coach ball with us and showed up in an interview with a cast and crutches, and on the first day of school, dressed professionally on the floor with the cast, just a real gamer. So I was really happy to see some of the kids getting after it. They're like, yeah, some people may not have shown up that first day with that piece, but I really, Mary Beth has been a good find. Asking for consideration of hiring Donna Thomas as a bus driver. She started August 16th. She comes with experience from Copley, another one that Robin has brought to us from her former district, and she's at 5 hours bus driver.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Golub. Questions? Comments?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Schaffrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelo?
Yes. Motion passes.
Asking for consideration to approve the hiring of Beth Weese as a bus driver, retroactive to August 6th, zero per OPSI contract at 5 1/4 hours per day.
Do we have a motion? I hear Hershberger. Do I have a second?
Yeah.
Schaffrath? Questions, comments?
Mr. Berger?
Yes.
Mr. Schaffrath?
Yeah.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
If you remember the name, Nicole Klotzel, but we hired her at the previous meeting to sub for us. She subbed for us, and then we hired her the following day as we had a resignation after the first week of school as a parapro. So I'm asking for consideration to hire Nicole Klotzel as paraprofessional teacher aide. She's at step zero, six hours per day, and it's a one-year contract. And she did start with us on August 15th.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have Golub. Any comments?
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
I'm asking for approval to purchase Route Finder Pro for $10,950. This would be used by our transportation department to assist routes later that they'll change, but to assist with the forming of the transportation routes for our bus drivers.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Ben? Do you have a second?
Second.
Golub? Questions, comments?
I have a question. We have a program now, correct?
Yes.
That does bus routes.
Yes.
So this is an addition to that, to the program, a new program, a different program? Yes.
Same
no,
program.
Yes.
It's an addition. I would say like this. If you're operating Windows 5 compared to Windows 7, you know, there's a difference in what the availability is. And so this is truly an upgrade in the system. And so some of the operating pieces behind it, the operator also upgraded, so that system is upgraded also. Yes.
Thank you.
Mrs. Fenn, to Golub?
Yeah.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Asking for consideration to approve the OSB policy agreement for $8,500. This will update our entire board policy. This is what we did the training with, and this will bring forward the entire board and update it. The last time it was updated was over 10 years ago.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Golub? Questions?
Question. This is, they're going to give this to us in quarters, so we have time to digest and look through this instead of giving it to us all in one lump sum, right?
Yes, it'll take over a year to complete.
Yeah.
So we'll go through it by section.
Right.
Yeah. Of course, there's always the first reading of a policy update, then the second reading, correct?
Yes, when we update the policies. But
yeah.
No, but as you asked there, we'll take different sections and we'll go through. There are laws have changed that we have to move immediately on, that those would move to the front. And then we'll start to move through it. So yes.
Okay.
Correct. But what I heard Jeremy say was process doesn't change. We have first reading, then we have the second
Correct.
Final.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Any others?
Has anything been started? Nothing? Okay.
No, nothing. I mean, we have the contract, we board approval, and we give them the resolution number, then we'll start planning.
All right, because it does take over a year. All right, thank you.
Ira.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Okay. Asking for consideration to approve Chippewa Board of Education to advertise, receive bids for the purchase of a bus, one to 84 passengers, and a passenger van. This is through Ohio Schools Council, one the previous month, and that was through META. So it's two different purchasing consortiums that we are part of, but each one requires their own resolution. And so OSC will be out competing for bids. META will be out competing for bids. Being members of both consortium, we're able to look at both bids and determine if one is better than the other. Also, it could change by the style of a bus. They may not get a with Bluebird. They may not get bids on a Bluebird, one of the two consortiums, you know, compared to the other one. So we're able to stay in our own line that our mechanic and our transportation department likes.
Make a motion.
Thank you. First motion I heard is Hershberger. Do I have a second? I have Shafrath. Questions, comments?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Shafrath?
Yep.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Asking for consideration to purchase the two crosswalk signal systems. that were so kindly donated. We have to do the purchasing for these crosswalk systems, and it is for $13,111, and that's Exhibit E.
Motion.
Thank you. I need a first motion. I heard Hershberger. Do I have a second? I have Golub. Question, comments?
Just want to thank the Lions Club for their donation.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'd like to echo Ms. Fenn and Mr. Golub. Thank you very much. Check's quite big, and I like it right here. Ira?
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Ms. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
Asking for consideration to dispose of Bus 13. It is a serviceable bus to transport our students. It has reached its end of time, and we'll be looking to sell that.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have Fenn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Golub? Questions, comments?
I have a question. It failed the state inspection? Was that
no,
part
we're
of
still
it?
Running, but it's at the end of life. It's not going
to... We don't have to wait until it
Yeah, we don't
fails.
Have to...
Thank you.
Another question. Do we put those up for auction, or how do we sell those? Just out here.
There is a network out there that we look to sell them. I'm not sure auction's a term that I will use. We put them out there through the transportation network, and people do buy it because they want the end of the bus.
Right.
So they do buy those. I know that once we've advertised that we're going to get rid of a bus, I do know that, because Robin told me, an offer on the bus. So right now they're coming in somewhere between $1,500 and $2,200 on that. But the bus they don't want, they actually want the engine. So we don't. It's not a live auction, so to speak, but it's through that network of people that are watching for that bus. I'm trying to remember the name.
So it's not like GovDeals or anything like that?
I'm sorry.
It's not like GovDeals.com or anything like that where they sell?
No, we're not part of that. I know what that is, but no.
Okay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Sheff?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passes.
And it's called GovDeals.com. I'm going to check that out. I'm not familiar with the site.
That doesn't cost anything.
Got it. Asking for consideration to approve the contract with Southeast Security of the inner building main entrance security doors up to $11. We are in the process of writing for a grant for the entire piece, but we want to get moving on this and get it purchased and get those installed. So if you come in CIS now, there's a buzzer system and you have to get waved in. But once you see those doors, Hazel Harvey, you're still locked in that vestibule. CIS, you are not. Now you will be in and have to be buzzed in a second time after you check in with the secretary there at the window. And this will be the same as the high schools. So we're getting off the old system, which is no longer, you can't repair it. If it would go out, it's done.
Make a motion.
Okay, I need a motion. I heard Hershberger. Do I have a second?
Second.
Questions, comments?
I have a question. I thought we had a grant for something like this.
We had, yes. We did it front doors.
Oh, for the first set of doors.
The first set of doors
was
covered by the grant.
Okay.
This is for the interior doors.
All right, thank
you.
And
then we're going to get it done, and we're applying for the grant again.
Mr. Hershberger? Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes. Motion passed. Moving into the superintendent's consent agenda. Remember, this is the consent, so everything's considered under one motion. Todd, anything?
So as I'm looking through those, the bigger ticket items, we had some people moving on the pay scale. In terms of the softball field, we are excavating dirt. And also on the softball field, we are getting the dugouts built with that. You can see winter supplemental coaches are on there and their contracts that come with that. We do have some substitutes. Once we get everything under BCI background check and G, that is there. And as I said, we have two different softball things that are taking place. and the approval of the bus routes. These will change again, but we keep the book, once the changes are updated and sent up, and we keep the book up at the board office to approve the bus routes as they go out and as they go. But they do change occasionally throughout the school year, but constantly updated, and they're in the binder if we ever need them for anybody. Everybody wants to go through and where they're at. The new routing system will make this a much smoother and easier to read process. Right now, it's turn by turn. It's in here. So those are the more of the bigger ticket items.
Okay, I need a motion.
So moved.
Okay, Fenn, do we have a second?
Second.
Golub? Questions, comments?
I have a question. As soon as we approve the second reading of the calendar, will that be posted online?
Yes.
Immediately?
Sorry about that. I spit over that. It kind of missed my eyes. But it is the 23-24 calendar,
yes.
So people can plan accordingly if they're looking to take vacations or what happened during spring break.
And there are people who plan ahead like that. Thank you.
I just had one question. And we've had a couple of big ticket items for a softball field. I just was wondering, you have any idea kind of what the next steps are going to be in terms of putting that in after these two items?
Once the excavation and the groundwork is done, the infield will be completed. So they get to take it out, get down the clay, then with different levels of sand and clay, and build the infield back up. Drainage is part of that, so it drains properly off. And when that is completed and you start draining correctly, the dugouts then go in, and then you connect to that drainage to drain everything out. From there, the next tickets that will come through is getting electric out to the field, and we are working with energy on that. And then from there, we get to the, what I'll call the home run fence, and then you have security. So those are the next steps. And so the expectation is we are able to play in the spring at the new, but also if we would sell the middle school property, we wouldn't be stopped short if not being prepared.
Yes, thank you.
Any others? Ira?
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Mr. Golub?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yeah.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yeah.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yeah. Consent passes. I have no board discussion. I have no new business items. I do have two requests. I'm going to ask our finance committee to meet with Mr. Smith. Jeremiah, Ira, I'm asking you to take the lead for that. Mr. Osborne, can we get on the next agenda some strategic updates and start looking where we're at with the strategic plan?
Yes, we have updated through the buildings four of the strategic plan, and that has been sent on to the impact group. So I'm hoping walking in October, we'll have not only a posted, but a totally updated with areas that are completed for the strategic plan, and that'll give us time to finish also 5 and 6, which are mostly Mr. Hammond's and mine.
Okay. All right. Executives, we will need to call one for items B and E to consider purchase of a property for public purposes or for the sale or bidding, and matters to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes. Do I have a motion?
Moved.
I have Ben. Do I have a second?
Second.
Golub. I have 642.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. Shafrath?
Yep.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
642.
642. I have no business after executive session. So thank you.
Before we go, can I make a statement just real quick? I just wanted to thank Chippewa Fire Department for sending squads to the football games and donating their resources, their time, their people for the safety of our kids and our fans. I am aware that they're not required to be there, but I think it's pretty cool that they go and work to the schools and for the safety of the people. So I would like to thank Chief for sending the people.
Yes, I agree, because they've been doing that for
years.
Decades.
I used to park cars up there. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.